loud example of a guy that's stoned to start crying on the Shabbos. And it's a chizik in Emunah to us. And I said, we need a chizik, like he always says. But it is a chizik in Emunah. But I heard this and it made me start to think something else. If even Eitzim Avanim could cry for a Beit HaMikdash, so why can't we cry for the Beit HaMikdash? Why, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, do we, and I say myself also, but do I and the rest of what is, and us in Ke'erki, why do we always look for Eitzim, how to feel the Chorban? Why do we have to come to Tisha B'Av and hope till it's over? If even Eitzim Avanim cry, shouldn't we also cry? And year after year, Nachat Tisha B'Av, Nachat Tisha B'Av. And it has to be some kind of Eitzah that we should also start feeling a Tisha B'Av, a Golus. I saw a Meister, rather here in Ashraga, who was in one of the sermons in the back, I don't know from who it was. Somebody asked him to fast for years, and somebody asked him, the Rizal says, that by picking Chatzos, you shouldn't say any Nusach. You should sit on the floor and cry. And one Pashas person asked his friend, how are you supposed to cry just sitting on the floor? So the second person said, I don't understand you. If you're sitting and thinking that once in this world, in the Yerushalayim HaKadosh, there was once a Beit HaMikdash, there was once Kedusha, there was once so much Gilui Shechina, would it make you cry without saying anything? And all these stories, to me at least, give me a chalitza on that. Here a person cries just thinking about it. Here Eitzim Vavanim already crying. And how far we are, at least myself, how far I am from any type of hergish in Galus and Geula. I always wonder, my yasa ben v'lo yechta. If Chazal told us that there's a chiyuv, the yazayig umeis al achurban, and I try to understand, so what should be my eitz? What should be our eitz? And Baruch Hashem, we have Nikol Tov, we have yeshivas, we have chesed institutions, and everything in the Yiddishkeit. The way we see it, the Ashenkeit, but we're missing so much. Somebody told me the other day that Don Segel once said over one of his shmuzin that Rabbi Chanan Herzl came to him and said, "Ma chaser lanu? We have Torah, we have Mefarshim, we have today all these different svarim and yeshivas and kailim. What are we missing? Ma chaser lanu?" So he answered, "Ikra chaser men haseifa." The ick is missing. We have Torah, but do we know how much is missing? Chazal tell us that once it was a galus, ain't Torah. The Medrash Eicha says, the first Malkav Asareh, Bagoyim ain't Torah. Once he went into galus, we have no more Torah. But hey, all the Shenkites and all the beauty of the Torah that we see, that we learn, is all a bechina of ain't Torah. The ick attack is chasim and haseifa. But again, such a word, to me, makes me viatzvitz. But I feel maybe there's not. By us, at least, ain't chaser. Do we cry? Do we crack? And this BMS and this door is the biggest door of feeling galus. I heard my banker there, Chatzaris Levracha. He said it made a voice in me. He said, "You see, even a halacha, you see a mud nizach. There are some poskim that say Shabbos chazon, a person, a mob passing is like has to wear big day chayil. You have to come to shul wearing your vachadik kleida." The Gemara Chiddush Shabbos, but no, they don't state no more. The Goyim Paskin, no, Shabbos up in Gain and Big Day Shabbos, and that's the way he was. I think he told me that in Hungary, Taka, they said that they used to go in Big Day Choyl on Shabbos Chazan. So he told me once the Hergish that he had, that it's really not a machleik. He said in those countries, he picked that Hungarian, but that's just a muscle, I'm sure. In those countries, Yidden lived the Shalom with the Goyim. He didn't live with Asherah, and he told me then, I'll never forget, he said, they say this story, that somebody came home from shul, said, did you hear, they said in shul, Mashiach is coming, did you hear? So the wife from the kitchen screams out, Yankel, zog sich nicht, der Baron haben größe Koyachs und Waffen, alle Gezeres, they'll take care of this Gezeres also. And maybe it's funny, maybe we're laughing at ourselves, maybe we feel the same. Mashiach said, come. But I just started learning, I just started doing things, I just started having the shmak. Maybe for us to get there. And the anchor said then, in such a kufa, in such a matzif, they needed something very, very severe to wake them up, to remind them that this is Zohar Galus, Zohar Geula. that no, Messiah is not a gzera. So therefore, the poskim in those places said, "Ein that on Shabbat Chazon you go with big day chayil." So something should wake you up that yeah, we're not in geula, we're in gullus, not geula, it's gullus. And he said, "Let's just stand where the going was. They lived mamis bedachkos beanius bedifus. They don't have control olam haza." They didn't need a Shabbat Chazon. They needed a Shabbat to keep them going. The Shabbat gave them the chizik to keep on going as a Sfaragolus. So for them, the Shabbat Chazon, they needed the Shabbat. They had to fear the Shabbat. Today, is there any more of a Dor that we feel that maybe Mashiach for us, the Gezer Ra? Is there any more of a Dor that we need any ounce of Tzipoy from Mashiach? Baruch Hashem, the Gashmis, the Ruchnias even. And this is Kenahara, Adina Shal Chesed. And we don't even feel what we're missing. And that's the Sakana. But the Maitre Chazal tell us that one of the questions I'm going to ask about the Lovai, one of the first questions in Maran Shabbat, Baba Maralef, is Tzitzita LeYeshua. And this always scares me. How are we going to answer to that question? And I once said it, I think it's an embassy aside. If you ever see a chiyuv in Chazal, a mitzvah, that Chazal mechayev us to do, then it's better that the person has the yechayla to do it. Chazal tell us, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo b'tunyam b'yoysav, there is no chiyuv, not even a chiyuv of a kleinikite, of a hiddah, that Chazal mechayev us if we can't do it. And I once said above a pasit, no chiddush, the biggest raya I think is from the Inyan of Mparatsky Seyti, Yifat Toya, where the Torah was matter a person to do an Issa. Why? Ayat an Issa, Ayat is not Megayah like Moshe Sainim. So Chazal tell us, because if not, you won't be able to Amid Minasayim. So the Torah was Mekel on an Issa Gomer, because you don't have the Kayach to do it. And this, Bechlal, is a very important Yisoid and Ashkafen of Avodas Hashem. If we have a Chiyav, if we have a Mitzvah, if we have an Issa to do something, then nobody could ever say, I can't do it, it's too hard for me. Because if it would be too hard, we wouldn't have this chiyuv. If Chazal mechayev us in Tisa Yeshua, then in Taka today, in Tosfin Nun Hei, there is a chaylus. There is a gelegenheit that a person could feel Messiah, although he's living in a Medina Sochefed, and he's taking Yom HaValayla, but there is something that we could do to mechayev this chiyuv. I once asked Rav Zelda and Gazunt, after his highness, if it is about how he's feeling, he said it was very schwer. But he said, so listen, as if I'm more from Tishabov, see from Yom Kippur. He's more afraid about the whole tainus on Tishabov than Yom Kippur. So I looked at him, what are you trying to say? I mean, Tishabov is the Rabbana, and Yom Kippur is the Raisa. So he told me, well, when Tishabov states, me, she'enim mesavol yisalayim, ena zoicha v'rayim v'nechamasa. And who wants to live a whole life and come lasa lava, and they'll say, you are those from those that were ainim mesavol yisalayim chasisalim. So in that frat he says, Tishabov is mech choma than Yom Kippur. I told him a few years ago, I found that, you see this in halacha, Zoi, Taisis and Be'i, Yitzchasma Be'i, Paskins and Shem Yisalmi, that although a tefillas mitzvah for nasim is mut on Yom Kippur, but for Tisha B'Av, for Taisis, the Shem B'Yishalmi, it's Asa, Kedai Hu Beis Aleikenu. It's Kedai the Beis Aleikenu that's such a churban to never Tfila Achas. We see in Halacha as like Tisha B'Av is more Chomba than Yom Kippur. Do we Tzitta about Tisha B'Av? Are we Taka Chalila going to be from those that ain't a Misabu Yisalayim Chalila? And Avada, we're not expected to feel like a Mologa. But there has to be some kind of feeling that a person has to take from this Tisha B'Av for a Gansiyar. The Gemara of Avasa, like the third parish, says they wanted to be misakin that a person should not eat basa, nachan churban. But they said that was too hard. But the Gemara of Yazayis, shalai le'evo klau e efta. Okay, that not, but to do something. Are we from those that shalai le'evo klau, that we have no gullus, that we don't feel at all? What do we do in our daily lives that we could say that when Mekayim Tzitzita LeYeshua? Abul Amayis, you look in Shulchan Aruch, in more than one place, there's Chiyuvim B'chol Yoyim to feel Golus. In Siman Aleph, they Royi L'chol Yerushimayim, Yiz Meitz V'doyig Al HaChurban. it's Kibayit HaNeras, and it's a Machab in the first Siman. Are we Mekayim this? But Rabbi say, remember, if there's a Chiyav, if there's a Tzivoy, then there's also a Yechaylus. It's Shaykh, it's Shaykh. There's a whole Siman Tavkuf Samach, different Zachen Zeich HaLachurban, which the Chayad and Mafanot says, the Halacha brings it, Tzarechin Te'ein Nezaren B'chol Zeh. Vaita, we have Chiyuvim that were not Mekayim. The last sheaf in that simon is Gebayit and Gemara Brachas. Also, La Adam Shimali is quite Tiv Vailam Hazer. And a lot of the Shinim learned of Shadi is because a person should be so Mitzvaya on Dolus that he shouldn't be able to laugh. Of the Vaita, there's something not Lassim Magiga Seinu. But like I said before, if there is a Chiyuv, then there is the Tzivoy Brank Mitzvah Yechaylus. There is Ephes Yechaylus. That we could come, Lassid Lavi, and say, yes, Ibn Son, I was Sisili Siwaska. Let's look into the Mitzvah of Divrei Chazal. Let's find an Eitza, not for Amolagir, but for us that we're living the Chol Tov. And I think it's an Eitza Hasava L'Chol Nefesh. And I got to say this once many years ago, and people told me that an Eitza that they had at the Baal of the Tayelas, and I'm not surprised, it wasn't my Eitza, it's Gibayit HaChazal. And it's something that we can take for a Gansiyah of Emes. The Gemara in Saitainis, Achlaman and Beis, the famous Gemara, Kol HaMisabal Yisalayim Zorcha V'Raya B'Simchasa V'She'ena Misabal Yisalayim Eina Raya B'Simchasa. Anybody who knows Kamat Aleph Beis Gemara realizes there's something wrong here. It should say Misabal Yisalayim Zorcha V'Yira, he will see when Messiah comes B'Simchasa. Zaycha v'raya is a lashon haiva. That means today, tafsin on hay in our shag, he'll be zaycha v'raya b'simchasa. And I remember, I learned the Gemara, it bothered me, the zigzag is not zach. And I found some sites in the dress in the chayla gimel as the kasa, tazemnes I found afterwards, the chayim v'lazim, and I guess it's a kasa that everybody stole tefan. There's not a kasa to myself, on earth as the kasa. The ikka raya, the ikka point of the Gemara is that if ain't a misabal, if ain't a raya. And if that, the Gemara is not bringing a pasuk. The only pasuk the Gemara brings on the first half of Misabal Yisalayim. So I want to tell you what I think Be'ez Hashem the Tzav could be. We spoke the other day and we said that if it's hard for us to feel the Churban Habayis, if it's hard for us to cry about Churban Habayis, maybe we should start crying about Churban, our own Churban, our Churban Ameinu, Churban Tereseinu. And I want to explain what I mean a little more now today, Be'ez Hashem. You look around, and let's face it, we're in big trouble. If you look at Klal Yisrael today, you don't have to go looking in Havar from the Etta. In any place you look, we're in big trouble. There's no question about it. How much Klal Yisrael is left at Shemir Torah Mitzvah? How much a percent? 2%. The Chesed. 2% of the Renaissance kinder know his kinder. You know, you hear a person, a tragedy happened to him. That his son went off the Zerach. And how about if you see that 97% L'chala Pachis of the Renaissance children went off the Zerach? Isn't that a tragedy? Isn't that a Churban? And you begin to wonder, so why did this all happen? Of course, it's a long gullet, but Ad Kedei Kach, Ad Kedei Kach, this is such a Churban of Klal Yisrael. We mentioned the other day, the Gaon said he could picture, he could imagine what it means, what it looks like, an Achrayim. He could imagine what a Rishon looks like, but he can't with some Oifin spell the far how it looked a Pashas the Yid in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And I want to explain that, what I meant then. The Pashas says in Pashas the A, by the Mitzvah Maisa Sheni, Laman Tilmad Liyira. And when a person brings a Maisa Sheni to Yisalayim, that will bring it to Yerushalayim. Tyson Bavasa Chafal Hanbeis explains what that means. Levisa Oya Oymed Yisalayim, Ati Yoichel Maisa Sheni Yisalayim. He would stand in Yisalayim, he would until he finishes. Vayeroya Shekulam Oiskim Bemalach Hashemayim, Uba Voida. Everybody was busy doing Beis Hamikdash, Beis Hamikdash. Hayigam Hu Mechavan Yerushalayim. And he too would come to Yerushalayim. And the Pashtus Shachar Shteitzach is, you see a tzaddik, it makes a roishim, You see, a tzaddik, in Avodas Hashem, it has a working. But the Nizaitid is something a little tifa, something a little more that we can take Lamaisa also. We see today, Baruch Hashem, Kain Hurricane Yerbu, a Gavaldig Yisrael of Balei Tshuva, and Baruch Hashem, there are Yibori Koyach are getting involved to be Ma'ir Balei Tshuva, to teach Balei Tshuva, to train Balei Tshuva. And each one has his own method, his own derech, how to bring out Balei Tshuva. And I once thought that if we would have one Eitza, that we could prove somehow, Lo Yitzur, if we could prove that Hashem Echad Ushmo Yechad, that unconsumed side, if we could show Adibayis Mafir Tevelt, that would be the answer. That would be the answer to our whole Golas, to our whole Eicha. If everybody would see us, Hashem Echad Ushmo Yechad, we wouldn't need this whole Golas, this whole Balei Tshuva, and everybody would see it. If people, if we were able to show a person, you see, look, now you see the Baruch Hashem develop, wouldn't that be an unbelievable service? Wouldn't that be the answer to our problems? Wouldn't that be the end to our great Eicha? And the emphasis, we once had such an Eitza. We once had such a Makai that we could prove Teglach that the Baruch Hashem develop. The Mishnah says in Avos Perkei Mishnah Hey, Asara Nisim Nasal Avaisenu Beveis HaMikdash. There were 10 Nisim, the Medrash says V'chol Yoyim. There were 10 Nisim that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, Tug Teglach. A person leaves meat over and the meat gets spoiled. So if the Mishnah LaYisiach Basat Chachaydash, 2 days during the summer the meat stayed out and it didn't get spoiled. Like Nirat Zvul Beveis Mitzvachayim, where they kept the meat, there was not a single fly. You look in the Mishnah, a ganze tzettel, of nisim geluyim every single day. And I once said, you imagine taking the freist person, the biggest kaifa, and take him into the Beis HaMikdash and he's not there. Look what's happening here. Here, there's one nest, there's a second nest, there's a third nest, a fifth nest. 10 nisim. Today, tomorrow, yesterday, next year, last year, it's all happening in this Heilige Makom. Can you imagine the tremendous Hisayus? Can you imagine the tremendous Hisalus? And I once said the Gemara Yevama says that Shlomo HaMelech, this man of Shlomo, there was a tremendous Hisayus by Goyim to become Geirim. The Ganze Sugya Nemar Ayinson. I don't know great Hisayus, but Ledaiti, the Zach is Pashit. If even you walk in a guy, but a guy knows what a nest is. I heard my guy say, I don't remember who he said over Hashem, I think it was the Yosefin, that when the Goyim had such a chayshik to see the Beis HaMikdash, and they built a tower, and they could look into the Beis HaMikdash to see the Tutsach Dagen. It's very positive. If you would see a Makim that 10 Nisim happen every single day, wouldn't you have a chayshik to see it? Wouldn't you be the Sayyidah? And I think that's the sound of Gemara Yevamos. There was such a Sayyidah of Geirim, because they saw as Hashem Echad Ushmo Yechad. They saw the Ribono Shel Olam develop. So I like to, if a Beis HaMikdash could make from a guy to a yid, it certainly can make from a yid to a better yid. If he walked in a grava chayta, but he walked out a maridik emaimin, he just saw it today, he could see it tomorrow, whenever you want, there's 10 nisim happening. Imagine a person is sitting in his house behind a locked door, and he's talking Lashon Hara. Of a moment, he gets his Hara. And he goes to the Kayin, and invites a ganze process. A yid in the Zman HaBayis, can you imagine the Yisrael, the Aliyah Ruchnis that he had? It says in Malachim, the beginning of Malachim, that Shlomo HaMelech was Mitzpalo, that a Goy's Tefillah, even a Goy's Tefillah should be answered. The taste of a Goy Davin by the Bayis, his filler was answered. Because that was the whole Tayelis, that was the whole Mechuvan of Beis HaMikdash, that it should be a place where you could separate your Shemayim, you could separate Chizuk and Osiris. And that's Taka why, I think that's what the Goyim means. A Pasha the Yidden Beis HaMikdash, as Pasha as he was, but he saw 10 Nisim B'chol Yoyim. He saw an Agvaldik Osiris in your Shemayim. Pasuk says, Yifei Nois, Mesois Kala Oyes. And Chazal Darshan, what does that mean? Why is Mesois Lashon Simcha? The Ein Adam Ba V'lon Bechet. When a person came to Yishalayim, he came a Grav Chayta, but he went out a Baal Tshuva. And Pasuk B'Shad, Rashi says in Yeshaya, Kapitel Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, because he always had a carbon, Tamach El Shacha, Tamach Ben Haboyim. But I think there's something still missing with this. Because how about the Averis that there is no carbon? What did that? Why was he about to run that? I think Lefi Dvareinu was very positive. What does a person see before his chet? Why does a person come to a chet? Because he doesn't see the Shavisi Hashem the next summer. He doesn't see the Rabbi Islam there. When a person came to Shalayim with all his chatayim, with his Lashon Hara and his Taz and his Sina Chinim, but there's no carbon on that. And he thought, look, the Rebbe Shlomo here, Gaval. Chaval, how could I do an Aveya? Gaval, yesterday I did an Aveya. Oh, but the Rebbe Shlomo sees me. Look at this mocking. Look at this. Kuklas Tutsa. When he came to the Beis HaMikdash, he had such an Isairis. That was the biggest tshuva. That was the biggest oifen of tshuva. That Yisei Noif Mesois Kalaore at the first was not long Bechet. It was a Shaykh to go to sleep with a Chet. He immediately did tshuva. Because by yesterday, what he did, because the Rebbe Shlomo is not watching, today he realized there is an Ayin Raya. There is a Baal Habir. There is somebody watching him. And that's why I think that's the shot of Ein Adam Lon Bechet. And I think, look, it's Kendan, that's the shot in the Pasuk, Laman Tilmad Layira. When a person came to Yerushalayim with his Maisa Shani, oy did he get a Chizik, oy did he get an Osiris, oy did he get a tremendous boost in his Yerushalayim. Wherever he went, he saw Nisim, he saw Avoida, he saw Agansa Maracha from Chizik and Amunah, he saw Agansa Kiruv, he saw a place that either made from Goyim to Yidden. So Zichet made him a better Yid, and that brought him to Yerushalayim. And that was Mestam, the most important Tayelot of Beis HaMikdash, to bring a person close to the other Sebashamayim. The Ramban types is carbon. From Lashon Korav, it brings a person closer to the Eibishter. The carbon is not Chas V'Shalom like by Goyim, a sadistic act, Chalila. Carbon is Korav. A person brought a carbon, and then he started to see those 10 Nisim. Then he started to see the Mantilma Layira. Then he saw the Mesais Kalaret. He saw the Hashem Echad Ishmay Echad. And that the Emes was the Tachlis of Beit HaMikdash to Mechazik a person in his Amunah. And I found recently the Medrash Shmuel, one of the first one of us. He asked the Kasha, what is it the Lashon HaMishnah Zayin Nishma Duyik? Asara Nisim Nachal Avayseinu in the Beit HaMikdash. Fred there, what was the Nisim for? For Karbanis, for Zvuv. For the whole thing was L'Tzayach Gavaya, for Karbanis. What does it mean, Asara Nisim Nachal Avayseinu? And the Teretik is very fussed. Those Nisim were not for the Burnish Loilim. Those nisim ol avayseinu, those nisim are for us, for the people that came in. They were supposed to see it. Hashem echad ishmoy echad. It was for them to mechazik their emuna, and that's lashon asara nisim. Avadi was nisim in carbon, but the Baruch Hu doesn't need the carbon. It's nisim avayseinu. It's to bring a person karav lashem. It's to bring a person yifei nayif mesayis kalaharis. And the Pidyon Rain was very positive this evening. And this is really the Ikum HaChuvin of Beit HaMikdash. And this is also the Nakuda of Avelat HaChuvin. Because the Emes is we us B'nai Torah, we learn every word Emunah Shleima. When we learn about Galus, we learn about Beit HaMikdash, we also believe in Emunah Shleima. If we would learn a shtickle mishnah, a certain nisim, and we'd have to be Messiah the Nesher boy, and but we do believe in it, but might not just to go vice, but to trach the manut, to be mizboin the manut, that once we had a place with 10 nisim. So even today, even in Tafsin Nun Hey, we could have an Asiris on Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash was made to Vavonim. Beis Hamikdash was Misayis Kala Ored. Beis Hamikdash was Karev, to bring a person close to the Eibusha. And that a person was Abyssal Yer Shemayim, or better yet, was Abyssal his Boininess. That's such a key word in Yiddishkeit, his Boininess. When you learn the Mishnah between his Boinin, that my Elta Elta Zeda, somehow, I don't know how far back, but that Zeda saw these Nisim, and it was done for him. So maybe it could be done for us also. I don't have to be there. I don't have to be walking the Beis Hamikdash. I believe in Munis Shalem as gracious Barley Kim. I also believe in the Ten Nisim. I also believe that in the time of Shalem, it was Goyim became Yidin because of Beis Hamikdash. And then the Beis Hamikdash becomes a real thing. You could touch it. You could see in Shalem at those times there were Goyim lined up to become Yidin. Why? Why? Why today, Rachman of the Shalem, Yidin become Goyim, and why in Shleimus times Goyim became Yidin? Because they saw Beis HaMikdash, they saw the Messiah's Kalaret, they saw Ten Nisim, and that's why Goyim became Yidin. If we were davening Yishalayim Ircha, we would stop for a halba minute and think what went on in Yishalayim Ircha. If we would, when we bang for Beis HaMikdash, we would think, what was Beis HaMikdash? It wasn't sticks and stones. It was Kula Yeres Shemayim. It was the biggest Kiruv HaChaikim. And I'll tell you what Beis HaMikdash really was. I'll tell you a measure that takes on Beis HaMikdash V'oifan Kelem Ma'oif, but it's another Pashit. So Chazal type Begodav is Boigdav. So up to Medjus, I'm going to read you the last one because each word is Taya. B'shasa Bikshu Sainam Lahach L'Harabayis. When the Goyim finally destroyed Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to go in to take the Kli HaMikdash. Amru Yechasu Mivnei Yisrael Tchila. Let's take a Yid to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Vais Bechoyf, the Goyim who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they knew that they're playing with fire. So they said, let's take a Yid. So El Zayin Da'azal, he should be the Kapara. So he looked for a Yid that would be willing to do, listen closely, a Yid that would be willing to do what a guy didn't want to do. Which Yid would go into the Beis HaMikdash, take out Zachin, if even the guy wouldn't go in? So up to Medrash, Amulay L'Yosef, Yosef Mishisa, he kind of, you go in. Vais D'Chaisim, the Kabbalah, and Mishumba, the Medrash explains that, not for now, Amari D'Kirasha, and he was willing to do what the Goyim didn't want to do. And they said, Yais, you go in and you take that Kli HaMikdash. Umata at the Moishe Shel, don't worry, you'll get paid for it. Vais D'Chaisim, even the grace of Mishumad was afraid to go in. Nichnas V'Hoitzi Menoris Al-Zav. And he came out with Menoris Al-Zav. Menoris Al-Zav. Can you imagine walking out with the Menoris Al-Zav? And unrelated to the Goyim said, "Ein darkas el hedi l'shtamis v'zu." The Kenizayim. It can't be that us Goyim should take as a hedigazah. You can't take that. You cannot take that. And he told them, "Go back elikanei pam shniya umash atem moishis alachoi. Whatever you will take out now, you can see, but not this. This is already going too far." V'lay kibolam. He said, "Echgeinist, I will not go again." Listen what the Lashon says. Dayai shechasti es bari pamachas. It's enough that I went in once to Beis HaMikdash and I was machis the bari olam once. I will not go in again. All of a sudden, the yid that did what Goyim didn't want to do, the yid that was a mishumis, that was more chutzlik than the Goyim, he cannot go in because he's afraid of bari olam. Ma asulai, nasnu aysai bechamor shel charashim. That's the thing that you plow down, stick with holes, like a sand, that type of sand. Vayimanatzin boy, they were mamish peeling off layers of his skin. Vayimatzavech va'oima. He didn't say I'm going to go in. They were peeling his skin alive. Amisa mishuna and oynis mishuna, but he didn't give in. And what did he cry out? Oyli shechasi leboyi. Oily, I went into, I was machis the bari once, I will not go in again. This is the medicine base. It's Rabba Peg, Samachay, Oishchav base. The point of which we all want to explain what's going on here. What happened? Here you have a Rasha, a Mesumid, that was worse than the Goyim, Chas V'Shalom. And here he went into Beit HaMikdash, he will not go in, so all the Inuyim Kassim. The point of which the Rav says, that's what the Beit HaMikdash was. That's what the Beit HaMikdash was. It was such a Makom Kadosh. You walked in once, even the Chubana, and you had such an Esoiris, you saw, or better yet, what you didn't see, but what you felt, the Kedusha there. This made from Yosef Mesisa into somebody who died out of Kiddush Hashem. If we would dive into Beit HaMikdash, and it wouldn't be something in the loft, an abstract thing, but it's something very real. Maybe the Tehillot of the Beit HaMikdash we could even have today. When we think of Beit HaMikdash, and we think a little bit of what Chazal tell us of the Nisim, maybe even today we could live with Beit HaMikdash. When he died, he asked that in the Gemara in Tainis. Call him a Savo Yisraelayim. If somebody sits down and thinks, look what Beit HaMikdash was. Look, it was 10 Nisim every day. It was Mesayis Kala Ored. It made Yosef Mesisim about Tuva Gemura. It made him Yosef Nefesh. It's a Mantilma Liyira. And he thinks back a little bit of the Aleph Beis Vastet in Chazal. What we all know, the 10 Nisim we all know. And this message, here we have Baruch Hashem, a makom that's packed in the base, and maybe it was more packed. But when a person bowed down, he had Dalar Amis, the Kol Sad, Dalar Amis square around him. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you're standing in the pack, and you bow down, and you have 8 feet around you on all sides? That was Natsal Avoshenu, but Ladaiti was Natsal Anu also. Because when you sit down and you think of Beit HaMikdash, not as an abstract thing, but something very real, something that a person, your Elsa Zayda, bowed down, and he had 8 feet around him. So today we could have the Tehillot of the Beit HaMikdash. What is the Simchat HaMikdash? What is the Simchat HaMikdash? It'll be very nice in the Zayis Kal Ha'aretz. That can be happened today, Tafsi Nun Hay in our Shaga. When a person thinks of what Beit HaMikdash really was, he could have the Zayis now. And that's why he says, Zaycha V'Raya, today, today we could be Nisala. Mefizeh, it's also for the Masoch Shasta. Yes, I did no Raya, that Einu Misabo, and he is Daiti, it's Pashas. Once, if the Ikka Mechuvah of the Gemara is that today you have it, if you're not Misabo, you're Shalayim, so for safety you have nothing. You have, what are you going to have? About this Pashas on a Raya, that Misha Einu Misabo, you're Shalayim, he goes to what he puts on his sneakers, and he changes his shirt, Nachaya, Nachaya, but what does he think? What does that have to do with me? It's not an ancient doctor we're doing, we're living it today. We could have it today. If somebody's not Mesabu Yisraelayim, that's hey, he can put on everything and sits on the floor and he gives to the appeal. He goes through the whole motion, but he's not Mesabu. He doesn't feel what he lost. He doesn't feel what he's missing. He's Ein Raya B'Simchasa now even. And you don't need a Raya L'Tach. That's of a Pashit. And I think this is the Oifen. Start feeling Golas, start feeling Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash was not a Zach in the history books. The Beit HaMikdash was very, very real. And every word of our Muna tells us that this Beit HaMikdash, just like we believe in Beit Zivar Lekim, we believe in the Ten Nisim. This should give us a Chizik today. This should give us a Chizik to start trusting in Beit HaMikdash. There was once a place that even a Goy became a Yid. It's Zicha made a better Yid from us. And what's the Schar? What's the schar for krechting for Beit HaMikdash? What's the schar for krechting for Chvayr Asina? I'll tell you a Gemara, a Marziki Gemara. The Gemara is on Hedin of Tadikvav, it's the Kitzah, the Medjish, it's more Bariches. The Lord of the Melech was very nisbol from the Yidden, and he told his Seifer, his scribe, who was then the Nebuchadnezzar, go write a letter, I want to send it to the Melech of the Yidden. And he wrote the letter, Shlomo, this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Shlomo Lamalke Chizkiyah, peace to Chizkiyah Melech, Shlomo Latadri Yisraelayim, to the city of Yisraelayim, Ushlomo Laleiko, also to Yiddish God. And the Shliach, the Seifer, the Nebuchadnezzar, wrote the letter, the Shliach took it, and he started walking out to deliver it. He takes the Medrash, the Gemara is the Kitzah, the Nebuchadnezzar, who was the Seifer, written the letter, Chapsach, I said, one second. You call him a great God. You say he's a big king. to buy some of the grapes of God. And look at the Seder. First you give Shalom to the Melech, then to Klal Yisrael, and then to the Greiser Elokei Abba. And it says that Nebuchadnezzar made three steps to run after the Shliach and call him back. Stating Chazal, in the Schar, those three steps, he was Zoyach at the three different Schar. Three different awards he got because he did those three steps. And you know what the Arabi say? It was Tishabah. That's what today we were lighting for so many years. That was the Nebuchadnezzar's Schar. He was Zoyach to be Chor of Yisraelayim, of course, for him was a Schos. He was the one that burnt the Beit HaMikdash, and he was the one that sent Klal Yisrael and Golus. Haflei v'fella, think about it. The Baruch Hashem gave Nebuchadnezzar, the Yecholus, to do these three Chorbanos. Why? Because he cracked for Tvoid HaTchina. Some ungegangen Tchina, Tvoid HaTchina, there's something wrong here. And look at the Tchar he got. Look at the reward he got. Because he cracked for Tvoid HaTchina. So the idea of if a guy cracks by walking three steps to Kfar HaShchina, look at the Shchar he gets. How much more Ben Torah was cracked of Shchina? How much more Ben Torah was veined of Kfar HaShchina, of Shchinda B'Galusa? And he worries about Galus, and he hopes for Geula. Can you imagine the Shchar? If this Shchar was given for three steps, how about for an Emetzer Erlech HaKracht, how much that's worth for Shemayim? But the Shaila is, it's easy said than done. How do we put it l'maisa krechting for Shchina? How do we put it l'maisa krechting for Geula? So I once said the Eitzah, and I think it's in the part of the Eitzah, it doesn't take any time, doesn't take any money, doesn't take any effort, no bittul time, no bittul zman, and it's going to work, Beis Hashem. If you look a little bit in the Seydat Shvila, let's talk about Shvain Esther, forget about the rest of that one. In Shvain Esther alone, there are five complete brachas that speak entirely about Geula, about Messiah, about Beit HaMikdash, the bracha of Tekab HaShefa, Hashiv HaShevtenu, Yishalayim Ircha, Etzemach, and the bracha of Esech Zena. Those are five complete brachas that we make every single day, three times a day. Then, of course, we mention it, Kalachayat, a few times, we may be Goyal of Nevenehem, we mention the Baracha Machayim Esim, Re'enav Yanyenu, like some thesis is going on Geula, not Geula Pratis, it's a Gemara and Megillah, but some mention that also as a Geula Klalis, and it's a Pachat Bechadim. You make five brachas Bechol Yoyim, hoping for Mashiach, for Geula. Do we really mean what we say? Do we ever stop and think that we make five brachas a day? Forget about benching and the rest of the avenue where you mention it. But in Shmoneh Esrei, five complete brachas about Golus, about Geula, about Beit HaMikdash. Are we David Skorim Chafi Mailach HaShalom? V'yaltei Nikava Lecha Hashem Alekeinu. Do we really mean it? The Boich and the Voyech knows what we mean or not. We say in Davin Yehilaraz, in Imre Zi, the Hegyen Libi. So the Chazalova says, we want to Rebbeinu Shel Olam to see what we say, but our heart. What does our hearts feel when we talk about Beit HaMikdash? Do we even realize it? Till today, did some of us not even realize talking about Beit HaMikdash? And it's five complete brachas. And I wonder something else. The Chinuch writes it many times when he speaks about the different mitzvahs. A Yisoid in Avodah Sa'adam, a Yisoid in Tchuna Sa'adam, Besigazak. The Chinuch says, Adam Nifak Yisifu Loisav. He writes that by the Mitzvah Kogan Pesach, and all over. That's the theme of the Chinuch, how he explains mitzvahs. When you do something, you become that thing. If you act like a melech on Pesach, you don't break the bones, you become a melech. And that's the Chinuch theme in many mitzvahs. You do a mitzvah, you do something, you become that. The Mesil Hesharim has a different nusach to the same Nakuda. In Shara Jesus, he goes, Tainius is Mo'erev Tanimius. When a person wants to be Freilach, you know what the ace is? My Shara once said this. Nishtiv Shad, that somebody who smiles because he's happy. If you smile, you become happy. And that's a Yisoid in psychology, and Yisoid in Torah, it's everything, because it's Emes. And that's what the Shazorim says, the Chitzoinis is Ma'ir Pneumius. When a person does something Chitzoinis, it's Ma'ir Pneumius. Or like the Chinuch says, Adam Nifak Asifu Laisa. So my kasha is, if we spend 15 brachas, l'chol ha'pachas, 5 times 3, 15 brachas a day, davening for geula, for Mashiach, why doesn't it make a difference by him? If you see, the disciples of the bracha, they say, when he couldn't sleep, he would say over and over, ani mamun, slaying the whole ani mamun over and over again. The disciples are understanding the koyach of this inyan of other people also. So if he can't learn, he can't speak, might as well be chazik is emuna. This is the yisoy v'shteit in yisoyinim. Adam nifal kafi pulaisav. I heard from my first anger once, he said, I forgot one of the tzaddikim, my wife one of the tzaddikim, that somebody came to the tzaddik and said, Yena young man, he's a faker. He davens, chuckles, and he does everything, but he's a phony. He's a ganzen phony. So the tzaddik looked and said, Zol mekuyim ben an em v'shteit in mishpah. And this fellow came to the Rebbe, walked out. He's glad that the Rebbe is among his sultan button, and he's hoping that the Rebbe's claw is going to really take care of that fellow. And yet later they found, you see, the person is going, the other person is going, kefi hergela, nothing happened. So he went back to the Rebbe, you gave him a claw about that Mishnah, I don't see anything happening to him. So he goes, you know what the Mishnah meant? Mi shein a chiga. V'oisa atmet a chiga, somebody who's not a chiga, and he makes like a chiga, Yena Talmud, he's Taka acts like he's davening and like he's learning. He's not giving nifta from the bells until he acts Taka is that way. This is the assault in a very stark life and of other nifka people life. If a person doesn't daven, but he tries anyhow, he doesn't mean it even. Seif will come to that. So here we see over and over other nifka people life. So why does that help us? The terraces on your Zaiti, there's an Indian avoided to belay filler. Tefillah is not stam talking. Tefillah is avoided to belay. If it's spelled delay, there's no tefillah. It's not a tefillah. If you could say 1,000 times over and over, but if it doesn't have delay, davening is lay. If you don't really even mean it in the slightest amount, it's never going to work. So that's the eight I gave then, I give it now also. A very simple eitzah. Nishta kichin and shamayim, the greatest zachin and churban, which lamayis that people have done. But if you're saying it anyhow, 5 times in each minister, at least start to think what you're saying. Say, Vaishwam, I don't feel it yet, but I really want to feel it. Then we have the aftach of the chinach of the Mishil Chisorim, that Adam is nifal saif kosai. Of Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Baba Chunya, we don't have to feel the golas like a molag tzaddikin. Of at least to say it. Not to say it longer, not to say it with more. That's not our avodah today. It's just to start to say it. To start saying with a bissel alayv. The Gaon writes in the Yeres HaGra, a hergel al kol dava silken. When a person wants to do something, that's when he's kind of that zach. And this is a zach is so simple. You take with you for every single day. You're davening anyhow. If it's the yisayla making a new bracha, of course I wouldn't do, but you have it 5 brachas in every shmanesha 3 times a day. At least to pick one bracha. One bracha, maybe tefasta, we would like tefasta. Pick one bracha and say it like you mean it. And even if you don't mean it, but that's your first step. That's the habolah tayu which Messiah I say. And I said then many years ago, that we say in the bracha, Shemach David, umetzapim liyeshua, maybe that's a perfect time to be mitzapim liyeshua. Stop for a second and be mitzapim liyeshua. It's just the words. And think, I want to do gula. I don't really feel it. I'd rather have the ice cream or the gula. But the Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm trying vifalach ken. And then we have the haftacha of chesanis mayor panimius. So after what I spoke, somebody told me that in the Svarda Shesidah, it doesn't say the words mitzapim liyeshua as part of the bracha, but tan mitzapim liyeshua. This is the place where you're supposed to stop and mitzapim liyeshua. And then a few years later, I found the Shari Tshuva in Arachayim. In Simkuf Yitches says this minig, this yisoid, that tan mitzapim liyeshua, Shari Tshuva in Arachayim. This is the place in mitzapim liyeshua. So maybe this is our haskala. Maybe this is our habor l'taya. If anyhow we do it 3 times a day, 5 brachas, besides benching and everything. But if you start a little bit to mean it, to mean what you're saying, then we have the hachach that it will be taka, it will have us a reishim on us. The famous lesson of Rambam that says that misha eini maimin and is eini mechake. And all the Mepharshim telling us what's the difference in Maimon and Mechaka. Mechaka. The Kenzain Pasuk of Vesa, but the Kenzain Mechaka is a Maisa. Maimon is Machshava, Mechaka is a Maisa. We ask through a Maisa that we, so we're hoping for Mashiach, that we're hoping for Geula. And maybe this is the simplest, but it's a Zaha Shava Lechol Nefesh. Not, you don't have to go out and buy a special hat for Mashiach, that's not for Al-Madrega, but maybe to start davening like we mean it. Start davening like we mean it, because maybe one day we'll really mean it. And this is Baruch Echama. I have no shaila what I'm saying is Emmet. All those tzaddikim that we look up today and we see, how did they feel gullus? How come they feel gullus and we don't? They, when they were our age, they weren't any different. Nobody is born with a tipu the Mashiach. Nobody is born thanking Mashiach. Maybe right after the Churban Habayit, is those that saw it had a special tzipiyah. But since then, I don't believe anybody is born with an ounce of tzipisa liyeshua. It's an avoida like Soira and Tfila and Nachesed and everything else. It's an avoida. And you see people that we're jealous of. How come they cry about Golas? How come they cry about Geula? There's no secret. It's not a Moshe, it's not a Skula. It's all these Zachas that start thinking of what Beis HaMikdash was, start davening for it, and start hoping that we know for a fact we'll have the Kiyum of the Mashiach term of Nifl to people like that. Nobody, remember, nobody is born with a Tepil and Mashiach. It's when you're young, you start to put it into yourself, and every Tisha B'Av you feel etwas more. And the biggest problem is that we don't feel a change overnight. I wanted, okay, I heard this move, now I want to hope Mashiach. It doesn't go that way. It's every step. And every step adds something, a feeling. And then one day, you'll feel what it means to people, Yeshua. But nobody's born with it. Let me tell you that very clearly. It's these aces. If you don't like this ace, a different ace. But there has to be something. Because they're going to ask you, Lassa Lavu, you see people, Yeshua. The Chafetz Chaim, one of the stickler Chafetz Chaim, I heard my Rebbe Zayin Gezun, he said, this is one of the most shekel chalashayim that Chafetz Chaim writes. Gemeinah to Chafetz Chaim, right, they say in Azachin, very nice chizuk. In one letter, Michtri Chafetz Chaim, in the letter Chaf, actually Simachaf, there's a letter with the Chafetz Chaim wrote that we have to know this, especially for our daughter. We find in the beginning, when the Malachim came to Sarah, Parshayeya, so you see the Chavetz Chaim writes, Azeya, Azeya, Modna Parsha. And the Chavetz Chaim writes, Tama, the Kama, Shonim, Hayikashali. For many, many years, I couldn't sit out in this Sikhsa. What happens? They come, they say, guess what, Sarah, you're going to have a baby. But Pitchak, Sarah, the Kirba, and Sarah started laughing, and she said, I'm so old already, and she laughed. Stayed weiter, got a cup of broth, had tainis, why did you laugh? But Chachi Sora Lema Loi Tachokti. Ki Yoreya Vayoyma Loi Ki Tachokti. I'm not in the Sichtik. We're not talking about you talk with your child, you did it, I didn't do it, you did it, the Ganser Sichtel is Moida. Sora said, first of all, why did Sora laugh? And if she did laugh, she said, I did laugh. And the Rebbe said, you did laugh, but the Kitachot is Yegelach. The Chavetz Chaim, I kind of the time of Shonim, I was bothered with this Kasha. Listen good, Rebbe, listen to what you say, the Chaim. So the Chavetz Chaim, then Hashem gave me Lichtigkeit. And I realized that this whole Sichtach is a muscle is for us, for the Dorvik, for the Mashiach. So the Chavetz Chaim, Maisa, Ovoi, Simin, Labonim, it's a muscle with my name. Look, the Chavetz Chaim, they're going to be tzaddikim, going to get up, and they're going to be mezayis, and they're going to talk about Mashiach. A banker once told me the Chavetz Chaim's ganze tzvek and leben was talk about Mashiach. He was one of these tzaddikim that talked and talked and talked about Mashiach. And a banker once told me, Murray de Gezach, when the Chavetz Chaim was nifter, he made a hesped, although he was a young rav. There other gedolim, he wasn't mastered. By the Chavetz Chaim at Gehalten, there would be a rifin and a muna. Because he spoke so much about Mashiach, and he got so old, the ganze welt Zicha believed he'd be Mashiach. So he felt he'd be a riffin in the moon, that's what he told me. Akapanim, the Chavetz Chaim is talking about himself indirectly. They're going to be tzaddikim, they're going to get up and say, Mashiach comes, Rabbi said, Mashiach comes, and Mashiach comes. And Klai is all going to say, Achiv, Aloysi, Hoysi, Liedna. Come on. This door, 2%, 3% of Klal Yisrael know about the Rabbanei Shlom, know about Aleph, and they're going to get Mashiach. The Rashi's time not, the Rambam's time not. All those Gedolim, the Yisraelim, the Achronim, the Goyim, they weren't Zoichet to Mashiach. Achrei Beloisi, now, in this door of Eicha, of one stick Eicha, we're going to have Mashiach. So, you know what? You have a good cat. You know what's going to happen? Mashiach bet Yekum in one day. Mashiach bet Yekum with all your tasks. Mashiach will come. The Rebbeinu will say, Yidin, I told you you're going to be a Mashiach. Why didn't you believe it? Why did you make jokes? Why did you laugh about Mashiach? So Yidin are going to say, I didn't laugh. I believed it. I didn't make jokes. I just thought that it's this. I'm too old. I'm doing this, do that. So the Rebbeinu lie. If you don't believe in Mashiach in 1995, you are laughing. If I said there'll be a Mashiach, there will be. I have kashas. I have v'loisi. It's a good kasha. Oh, if you don't believe it, does haste gelach. And the Chavetz Chaim fears ice. And this is Sakhla Chalashim. Our came Tzorech l'shchazik b'toyra. Today it's a tuchel l'kabo Mashiach z'kenu. Umi shal ayasim levut varim elam. If you're not going to listen up to Chavetz Chaim, as Yeda Ba'atma is talking to me and you, today Torah also, Ki B'Nafshayhu, he's playing with his life, V'asid Liten Es Adin, then he will have to give it in the Cheshbin, Chas V'Shalom, Ki Oz Yizbara V'Yizvada V'Yizparsim, you hear our lesson? Yizbara V'Yizvada V'Yizparsim, I don't know the difference, but Vayis Tachayis, it's one very after another, very klar V'Yizhaz, Yizbara V'Yizvada V'Yizparsim, Kol ish v'ish mi heichen atmi l'viyasai. Who was yerem achak l'viyasai? U'bameh b'tarim ha'isim toivim u'mi loy heichen atmi. This is what the parish is teaching us. Avada today it looks worse than ever was. Aba achrei b'loisi hoif liyedna, it could be Mashiach will come. Aba chas v'shalom, Mashiach will come. Whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, Mashiach will come. And then they're going to tell us, you are not a minus. And this stems very good, Rosh Shimon Tov, the Chassadik Levracha, used to say over Keseda, that he was by the Chavetz Chaim one Shabbos. And one of the things the Chavetz Chaim said was very, very scary. But I guess if you hear it now, and you put it in your lives, it won't be too late. The Chavetz Chaim said, Iveis Mashiach Kumbal. And how do you picture Mashiach when he comes? We're going to all run out and start dancing. So the Chavetz Chaim, we're going to hide under the table. Because we weren't hoping for Mashiach. What do you mean now? Yet b'shem achutin. Yet comes to teleifin. Did you ever dance for Mashiach? Did you ever cry about gula? Did you ever cry about dollars? And now when he comes, all of a sudden you hear aniba. So the Chavetz Chaim, those that are not going to cry to Mashiach are going to run and hide. And that seems very nice what he says over here. And this is a little of the explaining if you have to have on this Tisha B'Av. It's not another Tisha B'Av. It has to be a Tisha B'Av that makes us one step closer to coming to that Madrega of Tzitzis Yeshua, and we don't have to do Gracious Zachin. It's each in his own tefillah, his own banking, it's whatever the Nusach he uses. Oh, but there has to be something that Tzitzis Yeshua, no matter what a person is. I said the other week in the Chavetz Chaim, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu lo yofa asisim shechavavtem es toyasi lechavavtem malchusi. If you sit around in the Yom of Halayla and you're mechadosh chadosh toya, it's all very nice. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want that. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you that plus the chivavtem malchusi. My tray said over Kiseida from his Rebbe Saga Feivel, Tuchayim Levecha, Megayin nis, whenever the end of a yontif, he would say, Megayin nis avek fin a yontif. Menemtis mit. You don't leave a yontif, you take with nach a yontif. Rabbi Shai, Tisha B'Av is also a yontif. Tisha B'Av is a yontif in halacha. There's many halacha that Tisha B'Av is a yontif. And I give you this etza, Geit nis avek from that Tisha B'Av. Nemtis mit. Don't leave a lichtig yontif Tisha B'Av. If once a year, hopefully once a year, we start waking up from Mashiach, then this is the biggest yontif we could have. So don't leave it. Nem tismit. Take with you the feeling of geula, of galus, of Beit Hamikdash. This has to be the Eitzah. That this Tisha B'Av should be the beginning. the beginning of our inyan of pipita liyisua, the beginning of what real of what Hashem wants from us, of kivastem lemachusi. That's also an avodah. And I want to be saying with the machshava I had last year, Takamata Tishabov. Very often, I delight that we have to go to Menachem Avil. You go to see people, you see people sitting of great tzitzoris. I once went to Menachem Avil somebody, and I walked out with somebody that had taken me. So he said, you know, it's very sad. You see, as I'm a zocher, as a tragedy, and it's extremely sad. But you know what's more sad? You know what's the worst moment in an Avil's life? You know what's the worst moment? The last moment of the shiva. So take people come, they talk to him, they say him this, they give him chizuk, they give him the sayus. And the worst moment in an Avil's life, Rachmana Litzlan, besides of course the Etzem tragedy, is that first moment when the shiva is over. Because then every his best friends and his uncles and his aunts and his cousins and his bnei yeshiva, they all leave. And he's left with his Torah. That's really what it is. They come, they tell him, and then he wakes up, he does whatever he has to do, and he realizes he's alone in the world. His mom is alone in the world. So I said, it's not true. The person has chaver, if he has prison, he's not alone. They'll come back tomorrow, they'll come back, they'll send a note, they'll call, they'll send the money, whatever he needs, hopefully, if he has somebody that cares about him, he's never alone. Last Tisha B'Av, I thought to myself, Deval Gishrigan, we just finished davening, and everybody's running to go to supper, or running, whatever, everybody's running in their own direction, back to the veld, back to music, and back to haircuts, and back to swimming. And you know who's alone, Rachman Olesim? You know who's so tragically alone? It's the Tzara Tchina. Because there's not even one person that's still dogging sich. Maybe for 3 weeks we worried a little bit. Are we leaving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam goodbye, good riddance, till next year? Is that what it is? Is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam worse than an oval? That when it comes the end of the shiva, we all jump up and goodbye, we forget about the whole thing? Can there be a bigger Tzara Tchina? I mean, the whole year of Tzara Tchina is so great. The Tchinta Blues is so great. But now, Matzah Tisha B'Av should be the biggest passion for him to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We did everything, we put on the sneakers, we did what we supposed to, we got on the floor, and now goodbye till next year. Let's not do that, Chas V'Shalom. Let's not, Chalila, cause that Tzara Tchina Noch Erga. Let's nemit this Yontif. Let's take this Yontif Adantia to put it in our davening, to put it in our hearts. Something, Mekayim D'Chiyo T'Pisa L'Yeshua. Don't, Chalila, leave the Kaviyachol alone. There's no bigger tzar. The Medrash says, "Amar Yitzchak v'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shema ein chazara levanim. Look at Klai Yisrael and Tafshin Nun Hei. Look at Azador, Azador of such tzaris. Maybe Taka there won't be a Mashiach. Maybe there won't be a Geula. Look at this door. The Heshev Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, Al Toim Akach, don't say that." Yes, Zohar to whom Mitzapah the Malchusi, if there's going to be one Zohar that's Mitzapah my Malchus, Miyad Hei Nigolim, Shenema V'yesh Tikva Lach Yisecha, Nu'um Hashem, if there's a Tikva, if there's a Hoffman, if there's a Machake, V'shavu Vonim L'Gvulam, then there will be a Shavu Vonim L'Gvulam. Let's be that Zohar that Mitzapah the Malchusi is for. Let's be that Zohar that will Tog Teglach start thinking of Geula. And it's not a Chassidus, it's not a Midas Chassidus, it's a Chiyah. It's the peace of Yeshua, and the Chavetz Chaim in his Kundis, the peace of Yeshua, says, Zechir b'chol yoyim. He brings Chazal about that. And vice the Chayim, from Esther it is, why were Chazal Mitzakin five brachis shleimas? Five brachis shleimas on one Inyan. Vice the Chayim, it has to be our tug, it has to be our nach, and it has to be our boik and erev, it has to be our life. But Ephes, we're not asking to be Ephes, Geuse Zachen, but the basic Zachen of let's be that door of that Mesavah L'Malchusei, that had a Tikva L'Malchusei. And if we'll be that door, and it's very simple, remember, HaHergol Choldova Shultem, if we want one day to sit down and cry over Tisha B'Av, you start today, and tomorrow, and the day after, not give it up. It's one bracha, and if one bracha becomes two brachas. And that's the only Yetzer for our Zohar Shafa lives in such a greater Medina Shal Chesed to start feeling the Golus. Because we're not going to feel the galus. If we're not going to feel it in Eicha, we're never going to get out of this galus. We have to start feeling the galus. Start feeling Geula. And if we do feel the galus, and we do craft the Geula, we have this magic that mafteach us, that one day the Bnei Yisrael will tell us, Nishavu banam l'gvula.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.